Turkeys get most of their food off the ground, things like small seeds, acorns, and young plants. But in parts of northern Wisconsin, that food is now buried under more than 2 feet of snow. Heavy snowfalls can also prevent turkeys from moving to where food is available. Laura Erickson is a nationally recognized bird expert and author. She says this winter is making life tough for turkeys.
They're having horrible stress this winter with individual birds' weights being extremely low.
Scott Walter is an upland wildlife ecologist for the DNR. He says they're seeing isolated pockets of dead turkeys, likely trapped and starved by deep snow.
I certainly think there's probably mortality taking place in the north, but it's going to be localized. You know, it's not going to result in a population collapse, I don't think, by any means, but certainly a downtick in turkey numbers is to be expected going into the next year.
The wild turkeys in Wisconsin are all bred from transplants moved from Missouri in the 1970s. During the early 2000s, he says birds were moved to far northern counties and their population exploded.
We went along for a number of years with fairly mild winters and turkeys doing very well, so this winter may be just sort of a dose of reality.
Total turkey harvests have declined overall in recent years. In 2008, more than 63,000 were shot by hunters. Last year, they took just more than 40,000. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.